Now, another Astros podcast.
Centeno ready for a 1-2. Pitch on the way. And that's lined, and Ola had a smoke! Bregman scores! A walk-off winner for the Astros! 7-6, Juan Centeno, and his first game back comes through, and he's bobbed past first base.
Welcome back, Robert Ford, joined by Astros manager A.J. Hinch. Dramatic win before the off day yesterday on Sunday against Toronto, scoring four times in the ninth inning against Roberto Osuna, all-star closer. And, I mean, you get a win like that, obviously a great win in the homestand, a great way to take the series.
Yeah, no, and we really needed it based on how the week went. We didn't have a very good homestand, but it ended in great fashion with really good at-bats against a high-end closer and improbable comeback with four runs in an inning from Bregman's triple to Centeno's base hit, Beltran legging out his hit, and then also from first to home. I mean, there was so much good to talk about in that inning, and we got on a flight, had a nice ending to the homestand.
Yeah, how about Carlos Beltran? Maybe the play of that inning, able to score, as you mentioned, on Bregman's triple. And, you know, I think a lot of times people, when they talk about Beltran's speed, they relate it to how he was earlier in his career. But, I mean, he's not quite to that level anymore. But, I mean, it's not like he's just going to kill you out there on the bases.
Yeah, no, he's 40, so he's not 20. But so, you know, that Father Time's caught up to him a little bit, but he still has great instincts on the bases. He cuts bases very well. With his angles, and needed every bit of his veteran sort of savvy to get around the bases and get to home. So really instinctual player. Like I said, Bregman hit the ball to the left center field gap. It held up a little bit on the chain link fence. Things broke our way, and then we got the big hit.
And Juan Centeno coming through, and I mean, he's played three games for the Astros, and all three games he's delivered meaningful hits, had home runs in his first two games with the Astros when he came up back in May, and then the big walk-off single in the ninth inning on Sunday.
Yeah, it was great to have him come back. You know, when he came up and he served in an emergency when McCann was down, he performed, and now Gattis is down, he performed. Our scouting department did a great job of identifying him as a minor league free agent. He impressed us in the spring. He's contributed in the games he's played. He's going to get a little bit more time.
How useful is it to have a guy like Juan Centeno basically as your third catcher down at AAA? Has plenty of big league experience. Was the Twins' backup catcher all last year. I mean, this isn't just some random guy you're throwing in there.
No, it's nice. And we've had two, Stassi and Centeno, both in AAA with experience to where if something does happen like this, we have some options, and they've come up and run the staff very well. They're first and foremost, we want them to be, you know, good behind the plate, calling games, knowing our pitchers. You catch a winner, get some hits, you end up getting back in the lineup a little bit.
George Springer, I know, getting closer, hopefully, to returning to the active roster with the quad injury that's kept him out. What's his status right now?
He ran today and felt really good. It's the best I've seen him this season, really, since spring training. So I'm excited that if he recovers well, he'll be activated tomorrow and in the lineup. But we really feel like we've given him enough time to properly rehab his leg, get himself fresh. He's bouncing around, feels great.
A.J. Hinch, thanks for joining us.
Welcome back to Astro Lunch, everybody. This is Steve Sparks and J.D. Davis. The Astros third baseman is my guest today. And in the lineup today, J.D., exciting. You get to play in a visiting ballpark now, see these stadiums in a new, different light. How excited are you?
I'm pretty excited. You know, these stadiums are like Coliseums right now. They're way bigger than AA and AAA. So, you know, it's awesome. You know, you have a chance to step back and really enjoy it. And, you know, I'm excited. We're in Chicago in the Windy City. So, you know, I'm looking forward to it and having some fun tonight.
You and I are sitting in the dugout before batting practice. And you just look out here, and you mentioned looking like a Coliseum. When the game starts, is it easy to put that out of your mind?
A little bit until the crowd starts getting a little getting a little loud, then you start really hearing or seeing how big it is. But not really. I mean, once you're locked in, you kind of just kind of, you know, zone out at least the crowd a little bit. Maybe not the front row or the, you know, first couple sections near you, but for the most part, you kind of just, you know, zone out, or you zone in necessarily. You take the crowd out of it. But no, it's fun, and especially at home where it was getting really loud, and I like that in the mid of May. So. Yeah.
When you guys just played the Toronto Blue Jays, one of the guys you like to watch hit was Josh Donaldson. When you're playing in the field and he's at the box, is it surreal for you? Are those going to be moments for a while that you need to pinch yourself?
Yeah, a little bit, you know, especially with such a high caliber player I was playing up against him, or at least on the other side of the line with him. Yeah. And then also, you know, just being on the bench the day after, just watching him about how he goes from pitch to pitch. You know, it's just one of those three guys I always watch that, you know, the way he goes about his business and how he gets his body ready for, you know, the pitch necessarily. And so I think it's pretty cool. And, you know, just being able to play on the other side of the line against him, that was a pretty cool opportunity.
Talking with J.D. Davis, and J.D., Tony DeFrancesco, your manager in AAA, likes to make the call-up announcement in front of the team. He tried to disguise yours, though. He said Juan Centeno's going back up to the big leagues. Tell the folks on what he did.
Yeah, he was saying, or he was just having a team meeting, you know, like every once in a while he does. And he was just congratulating us or telling us to stay confident, because I think we lost that game, or I can't remember if we won or lost that game. But we played a really good game, and he just came in and said, hey, keep at it, keep going. I know we're doing really well. And then he's like, yeah, because Juan's going back up to the big leagues because Gattis had a concussion, so you're going to go in there. And he said, the Astros are, you know, their system where everybody can contribute at any time. And, you know, and he started walking over to me, and I was just like kind of looking at him like, I had to
start. Do you start to feel it?
I mean, I started to feel it in the back of my mind, but I was just like, you know what? This could be, you know, it's early August right now, you know? And so he kind of turned his back to me, and I was like, okay. And then he kept talking about, you know, different pieces of how people be called up at situations and everything. And then he turned around, and he's like, turned around to me, and he asked everybody, so you think JD's good enough to play third base, or he looks athletic enough to play third base in the big leagues? And I was like, what's going on right now? And so then awesome. Everyone else said yeah, and then all of a sudden, that's right, because he's going to the damn big leagues. And so I was just like, I had a shock on my face. Like, I couldn't speak for like the first like 5 minutes. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know what to say, because I thought he was gonna mess with me, you know.
Everybody started screaming,
because I was still the new guy, I was still the rookie, so I thought everyone was just messing with me or something like that. And he's like, no, you got a plane ticket, you're out of here. I'm like, that's awesome. All right, let's see. So I called my parents right away, and you know.
And your mom said what?
Oh, she screamed. You know, I called, and my dad's like, "Why are you calling? This is an odd call right now. You know, 10 minutes or 15 minutes after the game." And I'm like, "Yeah, there's a little weird." Is mom right there? He's like, "Yeah, we got it on speaker." He's like, "Yeah, well,
here we go.
You might want to cancel calling sick to work tomorrow, because you're headed to Houston with me." And my mom started screaming, and my dad was. Obviously, he was proud. He was stoked. Yeah. But it was a cool moment right there.
There you go. That's J.D. Davis. We'll settle in, buddy. It's going to be a fun ride, and you're right in the middle of it. Good luck tonight.
Thank you. Thank you.
This has been a production.
And whoever in this crowd wasn't standing before, well, they're getting to their feet now.
Of the Houston Astros.
This place is rocking right now.
Radio Network.